Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 272 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. What
a palindrome.
Yeah, buddy. We back
forward
again.
And backwards. Forward and backwards.
It's 272. I love
it. Oh, play that number. It means nothing, but play it anyway.
Play it. Play 272. That's your lotto number.
If you win, we get 20%.
How great would that be if somebody out there was listening to us?
That'd be great if someone was listening. Hello?
And every and when they got to that episode number that they heard us, they played that lotto number that night. The pick three.
Yeah. Well, it won't be our fault or our credit. It'll be about when they decided to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, if you play this number tomorrow and it doesn't win, that's your fault. You should listen to the podcast next week.
Let's say somebody's up to episode 162 and they just listen one morning and that, like, oh, Brooklyn Boys 162. You know what? I'm going to go to the old convenience store and play 162 in the pick three tonight because I'm listening.
By law, we get some of that.
Yeah. Definitely.
We get a taste. We get our beak wet, as the saying goes.
You always get your beak wet. Oh, by the way, speaking of Brody having to have a taste. Oh, no. My God. Remember last week when every talkback was the $1.06 conversation?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
which, by the way,
I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
I'm going to start a t-shirt that says $1.06. I think people might buy them. We got an email. From the Brooklyn Boys account. Yeah, remember that? You can always email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. I guess, well, I'll read a couple of emails. Might as well just play that right here. Because I want.
Oh, we haven't played the email stage in a while.
I know, because I got to get this off my chest. Because this was, yeah, no, this
get it
made
off your
me
chest.
Laugh.
Then I have a major update. I need some.
Oh, yeah, and I have
music.
An update as well. All right. So it's mail time?
Yeah.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. That sounds like. Mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yeah. thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. Now, I'll read the third one, the last one. The coup de grace, what do you call that?
Yeah.
I'll read that last because that's the better one. All right. So anyway, you can always email us there. And Sam Caffalone had checked in and said, hey, good evening, guys. First off, Brody and Skiri always. Okay. FU Abe 77. I came across the pizza place in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Brody, get it out of the gutter. And I have to know, would you eat there or no? Love the show, love the rants, and definitely love how Skiri is a bougie bastard and Brody always calls him out for having a $1.9 trillion system. By the way, Brody, you have to listen up with that. You have to listen up with the Dr. Fat Loss slip-ins. Love,
you,
Sam.
You just slipped one in now.
Sam from Vineland, New Jersey. I didn't slip it in. I was reading an email. So I get a free pass.
But don't repeat it.
Yeah, but they're talking about this pizza place in Chester, PA. I'd love...
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's show some pictures.
But what's the name
of
the place?
That's all it said. Anyway.
Well, how can he ask us if we'd eat there just based on the fact it's in Chester, PA? There could be Brooklyn transplants living in Chester, PA.
You would think.
Well, I wouldn't think, but there could be.
Well, anyway. All right.
I don't think your ancestors came over from Sicily and said, you know what? Someday I'm going to move it to Chester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's a Mario.
It's a me, a Mario.
Yeah.
All right. The other one. All right.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know how to get to Chester, Pennsylvania? Ah, I certainly do. You go down a street over there and you make a left.
You know, skip to the other email. This is the one I want to read.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Italian accents, have you seen the commercial for Cento tomatoes?
No.
Cento's is like, Red Pack, right? Cento's the yellow can.
Yep.
And so it's a woman without an accent. She's probably like 35. She's married. And she's like, oh, I use Cento tomatoes. I gotta make my antipasta. And her mother-in-law goes, it's antipasta. So she looks, she's in the camera. She goes, antipasta. Because yeah. her real Italian or fake Italian, yeah, like us.
The fake Italian.
Mother was like, yelling at her to say antipasta.
I saw another. Today in Brooklyn on 13th Avenue, I saw a fake Italian place. You know, you get a pizzeria or whatever, the sign on your place should be pizza or pizzeria, right?
Right.
And by the way, it's spelled P-I-Z-Z-E-R-I-A. Not
pizzeria.
Not pizzeria.
It's so, pizzeria.
We've seen so many people that spell pizzeria. But a lot of times you go to Connecticut or these other places and they make what? They say a pizza, right? A pizza?
Right. A-A-H apostrophe P-I-Z-Z. A pizza.
Yeah.
Like a piece of pizza.
I swear to God, Brody, there's a pizza place in Brooklyn, in our old neighborhood, and they're trying to do the a pizza thing, but yeah, it's spelled A-P-I-Z-Z-A.
A pizza?
A pizza.
Oh,
they
want
to be a pizza.
A pizza. Yeah.
A pizza, but it's a pizza. One word.
Yeah.
They misspelled it, or they're trying to be funny. I don't know.
There's a chain in New Jersey called Appiz. It's excellent.
Right. A-P-I-Z-Z. Maybe they had it.
A-P-I-Z-Z. Appiz.
Maybe they had it that way and got sued. Anyway, this is called Dollar Six Gate, the email.
Uh-oh.
From Louis Chai. This was the other email. Oh, yeah. We're still in the email segment. Remember that?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Right, yep.
This is Louis from the greater Atlanta area.
There's an area greater than Atlanta?
I'm the one who sent you the Grammar Police photo of the braised artificial beef flavor ramen.
Yes. And I thought we weren't sure if it was braised, it was artificial flavor or braised artificial meat flavored.
Right. Anyway, braised. Anyway, I leave a talkback, but this is way too long to fit in one talkback. So I decided to go with email. Anyway,
I have Skiri talking back for you.
Anyway, I'm completely caught up on all your episodes. I'm here to chime in on the dollar and six debacle, which I will coin as dollar six gate. That's from episode 270. Brody, I'm not here to debate the merits of a dollar and six. Dollar six. And the principle.
Okay, great. Thanks for writing.
And the principle of not running it by you to charge a dollar versus a penny. I sincerely hope you pay your cousin back in all of this, because she is truly the one wronged in this situation. Imagine being taken out to a steak dinner by Skiri and then having the whole meal comped by the restaurant, and then Skiri has no cash to pay the tip and refuses to pay $1.06 when he asks for the restaurant to ring him up for a penny, and it is you who winds up paying the tip. You'd be on the podcast railing Skiri for it, demanding compensation. Your cousin deserves better. The truth of the matter is that Brody You have appeared to have fallen into the cheap-ass bastard category among some of the slices, and that is the true crime. Being painted as a cheap bastard is the major offense, and you should be upset. You are the victim here. So let's apply blame here.
Oh, I'm the victim. Okay.
As much as your cousin deserves better, she has partial fault in this. If she ordered an extra $7 worth of food, you wouldn't have a remaining balance on the gift cards, which would have allowed your card to be charged the balance, and thus you'd be able to give the server the tip you wanted to give them. Partial fault goes to the server. Clearly, if he didn't forget about your side dish, it may have been added on the bill. And again, no remaining balance on the gift card.
Yeah, it was just cheese. No charge.
Since we're blaming everyone but Brody, Skiri is also at fault.
Oh, I love this guy.
Pause for Skiri's reaction. Get the fuck out of here. You crazy? I have no fault in this. Why weren't you available to join Brody at this meal? Clearly, a third quarter Skiri would have ordered more appetizers for the table. And once again, no balance remaining on the gift cards. I rest my case. It is clear Brody is the real victim and everyone else is to blame.
Thank you.
That's sent with sarcasm, by the way.
No sarcasm. Oh,
Random thoughts from other episodes. The St. Viator bagels from Montreal are the best bagels.
They hang up on this guy's email.
I told you, Brody, I'm not kidding. They really are awesome. Got to try them when you're up in Montreal.
All right.
I may or may not have written this email using ChatGPT. Brody may have been called out as wrong in episode 260 multiple times that one time. But Skiri, you were also wrong in that episode when you talked about the aliens. You said at the end of that segment, it was all fun and entertainment. What? That segment was neither fun nor entertaining. Okay, so obviously not a fan of
Skiri Jones.
Doesn't believe the aliens. Regarding the naked attraction segment, it's episode 271. If Skiri was in one of those booths, do you think they'd say, that's a fine-looking penis, isn't it? And add, and judging from the looks of it, it looks like he's trying to S'ing his own D.
Right.
I probably should have saved that for a talk back. Anyway, speaking of S'ing your own D, you should create your own clapper channel for it. I am being facetious. Love you guys. Thank you, Lewis. That was probably one of my favorite emails of the year.
That was great. By the way, speaking of naked attraction, a lot of our slices went and watched the show despite my recommendations of, you know. So I got a lot of people saying, oh, my God, I can't watch it. And a bunch of people saying, I'm going to keep watching it.
All right.
So, yeah. And it's still, I think, one of the most streamed shows on Max. Very, very successful at the moment. So I don't think I'll ever watch it again because it was just, I did it for the novelty of it. But it's a thing. It's something to talk about for sure.
Oh, I'll say it's a thing.
Yeah. By the way, the email asked if Skiri, if they would say, oh, that's a nice penis in it. Don't forget, I've seen Skiri's penis.
Yeah, you did. Check out that episode. And you weren't impressed by it.
I wasn't unimpressed. Okay, let me just say this. If you were on Naked Attraction and the only thing showing was your gut and your penis, I think it's safe to say third quarter Skiri, no one would notice your penis.
Wow.
So there's nothing wrong with your penis is what I'm saying. I think your penis was fine.
That was a fat joke.
No, it's third quarter Skiri. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. No, my point is there's nothing abnormal.
I'm just going to cut you. Remix!
You can't cut me. My rabbit already did.
With Brody and Skiri.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Tell me if this doesn't sound weird to you.
What's that?
I was in a government building, nothing wrong, but a New Jersey government building. And when you first walk in, there's a metal detector and it says, please remove your keys, your wallet, all metal objects from your pockets. And at the bottom of the sign, it's like a red and white sign, looked like a parking sign. So it was white with red lettering, very official. It said, no cameras or recording devices allowed in the building.
Huh.
So I asked the woman who was running the machine, I said, are you guys going to keep my phone? So why do you ask? I said, well, the sign says no recording devices or cameras. And clearly my phone is a camera and a recording device.
You called that out to them? What if they decided to change the rule on the spot and take your phone?
No, I knew what the problem was. Scary. Do you remember how seeing signs like that back in the day? I said, well, let me ask you a question. How old is this sign?
Right. It's from the 90s.
She says, well, I've been working here 19 years and it's been here longer than me. So that was back when, remember the days you couldn't bring a recording device into a concert?
Yeah.
You know, people would smuggle
in cassette recorders. Remember when a recording device was not on a phone? Remember when a recording device
was... Yeah, we had to like smuggle a big thing on your shoulder to film things.
It was a separate piece of equipment.
Right. Now people get yelled at because everybody films concerts. But back in the day, if you recorded anything, you were thrown out. You had to hide everything. So this is from this sign. Nobody bothered to update the sign. There's like no cameras or recording devices.
Like, yeah. Okay. That so means goes, no cell phones.
Right. She goes, they just don't want you bringing the big ones on your shoulder. I go, who's doing that? Who's walking into a government building with a camcorder on their shoulder with like a shoulder harness thing that goes like padding that doesn't hurt you? Like it's like a shoulder pad. Who's right. doing that? So I was just like, hey, New Jersey, it's time to update your signage.
I love how you have to rattle their cage. You can't mind your own business. You are the human Larry. You're Larry David. You are
a little bit, our Larry you know David. What? My question was genuine. Until it hit me that the sign is freaking old. But I'm like, do I have to give you my phone? I was serious. I'm like, it's a recording device.
So,
that's an old sign.
Hey, by the way, what do you think of the reunion of NSYNC?
What do I think of it? I think Justin hasn't had a hit in 6 years. Or whatever it's been, eight years.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. Because, well, first of all, did you know that the word NSYNC, do you know where it originates from? I learned this earlier this week.
Yes, because it's the last letter of all of their names except Lance, because he replaced a guy named Jason, and so they needed a second N, so they changed Lance's name to Lanston.
Lanston.
Just so he had an N at the end of his name. So yes, I'm...
Yeah,
I'm,
it's Justin, it's N, Sync, yes. S is for Chris, and mm-hmm. then...
Yeah, it's all of them,
It's Joey is Y.
JC is the C.
JC. So it's NSYNC.
Joey is the Y.
Right.
But NSYNC has two N's. Jason was the other N.
I see.
But Jason got the old heave-ho from the band.
Right.
So when they hired, there might be people going, oh my God, mind blown. I was 3 years old when I learned that.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of that.
Why did you bring it up?
I brought it up because I got into an interesting debate with my friends about Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Now,
for years, obviously, he was the holdout. right? It's safe to say.
Yeah, of course.
He was a holdout for...
Dude, Joey was waiting in the studio since 2008.
I think Chris was Chris. Right behind him.
Joey does shit, but Chris hasn't been working a lot.
But if you think about it, Justin... So Justin Timberlake now finally caved. Maybe there's other reasons he's doing it.
Yeah, maybe his wife was like, you need to get out of the house.
Speculation is that there's some crap coming in the new Britney Spears book, in the tell-all book that she's written, and that this is a diversion of that. That this will be, the Big NSYNC reunion. We're going to follow, and then we're going to do a tour, and we're going to do an album. We're going to do
now,
all
is
this.
Is that a story, or is that some conspiracy theorist who tweeted it and everybody ran with it?
That latter.
Yeah.
But just question for you. Do you think that Justin Timberlake's stock as Justin Timberlake, the solo artist, is greater as the solo artist or with the group NSYNC
with the group.
Today?
With the group.
I say today? This. These days, yes.
I'm
not talking about all time.
He's been a solo artist for 15 years.
Yes, but what I'm saying is,
he's bigger with NSYNC. That's why he's going back with them.
Exactly. This was my point. Justin Timberlake on his own was his own thing. But like, if we're talking 10, 15 years ago, his stock was probably worth more as Justin Timberlake rather than NSYNC.
At the height of Justin Timberlake's solo career.
Yeah.
Do you think he ever hit the heights of NSYNC at their heights?
Yes. Yeah. No. What is it? What was the name of the album? The Sexy Back album? That one. That one and the one before, I mean, huge. Tremendous.
Yeah, but NSYNC Future was like pandemonium
sound
Beatlemania.
Thing. What is it?
NSYNC, though, was Beatlemania type stuff. Solo artist Justin Timberlake was a massive performer, a very successful performer. But NSYNC was, and Backstreet Boys were a global phenomenon. You know,
but so is
girls.
Justin Timberlake as a solo artist. And even his early stuff with like I Love You and My Love and listen, Sexy Back.
He's a hit machine.
And then even later with Jay-Z, with Suit and Tie, you know, he came up with, and then I saw his concert a couple of years ago.
Well, you didn't say you saw his concert. Now it makes him bigger.
No.
You had pit seats, right? Didn't you have like seats right by the yes. center stage?
There were points in his life as a solo artist, I think, which his stock was more as Justin. But now, because we're on this nostalgia tip and all these boy bands are getting back together, because that's the hot thing to do. And because he's an older guy and he really hasn't had a hit. I mean, he had like Can't Stop the Feeling, right? As a single.
But that was 6-7 years ago, wasn't it? At least.
Yeah. So I feel like now he is worth more as Justin from NSYNC. And that's probably why he saw the writing on the wall and he's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me go back to this because we're a group. So he's stronger as a group than he is as a solo artist today in 2023.
Yeah.
You know, in 2014, you would have had a different opinion.
I'll make a prediction, though.
What's that?
I think Harry Styles remains bigger than One Direction going forward. I think Harry...
Not so fast.
I think Harry's need to go back to One Direction is a long way off.
I think it's maybe similar to Justin's journey.
I'll tell you what the difference is.
And maybe 15 years away.
Maybe. But Harry writes his own music. He plays... I mean, Justin writes his own music too. But I think the other guys have done well enough in One Direction. I don't know if they'll ever recover from Zayn. Like, I don't know if the five of them will get back together. But I think Harry's got a really long way to go before I think he would do a full-blown reunion. Because not enough time has passed. I think it's the right time for NSYNC, for sure. I think it's a good move by
Justin.
So
maybe in 15 years, it'll be the right time for One Direction, and then Harry will rejoin, and he'll realize, you know what? I'm stronger as a group than I am as a solo artist. Not today.
I don't want to get too boring with this. I apologize, Slices.
No. There's some interesting stuff here.
All right. As big as One Direction was, I don't think they had as many hits as NSYNC, right? So, like, NSYNC, NSYNC has all-time pop hits. Like, No Strings Attached album, Bye Bye Bye, they're massive.
Yeah.
We're like, I think 10 years from now, Bye 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 will still, people want to go to, I want to hear Bye 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 on stage. I got to hear Bye Bye Bye. I don't think One Direction was together long enough to have built the the discography, the library that NSYNC did. So I don't know if you know, they'll be the group of girls that was in the pocket for One Direction when they were a hit, but NSYNC had more pockets of girls, all fans, because they had like more albums that were successful. Therefore, you have a wider variety of age groups,
right?
And you were popular longer. Therefore, there'll be a larger demand when the 14-year-olds to the 20-year-olds grow up, as opposed to One Direction, which was, again, if you're a One Direction, I apologize, but really they only had like a 4-year run.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. They were,
so
no, I see what you're saying. Anyway,
and I liked them, but I like One Direction.
But yeah, I thank you, Rich and Covino, for that. Rich and Covino, they had a Covino and Rich. I know Rich first.
Brilliant, scary.
I know Rich.
I know Rich first too, but it's Covino and Rich.
I say Rich and Covino, my boys.
Brody and Scary.
Well, Rich was my roommate. How can I not put him first?
But anyway, Spooch towel.
But they were having this debate about Justin and NSYNC versus NSYNC, and I just thought I'd bring it up here. That's all.
I'll add one more thing. Yep. I don't know how credible anything Britney Spears says is these days. So I think we're good. I mean, if wrong things were done, then she should absolutely get it out. I just hope people don't judge her by how she is now versus the credibility of what she says.
Leave Britney alone!
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Leave Britney alone.
I don't. What's that guy doing? You think that guy's married? Like, has a family at this
and
point?
And you think he still feels the same way?
Yeah. You think he watches Britney dancing with knives and half naked, and he's like, "Dude, yeah."
My favorite of the Britney dancing with knives is the meme. Is the one where they put her behind a hibachi as a hibachi chef,
and she's got the,
that's hysterical.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, send me that.
She's in a hibachi setting. It's hysterical.
That's terrific.
Update. Remember last week I told you about the wedding I was invited to solo?
Yes, and I have a breaking news update as well, but you go first.
Yeah, this is very quick.
The casual friend that you thought you were better friends with that didn't invite you with a guest.
Yeah. I decided to check the will not attend box. I'm not going to go. Not going.
Translation, they changed their mind, realized they made a mistake by inviting you and sent you an updated
card. No, I said I'm not going, okay? I'm not going to the wedding. I said no. So I can't go.
So in other words, translation, Robin told you you're not going.
She never said that. She never said that.
What are her exact words? I really would prefer if you didn't go. How would you go away that weekend?
Well, we're going away this weekend. We're going to Savannah. Nah, nah, nah.
Oh, that's
Savannah,
Spanish.
Nah, nah, nah. I've never been to Savannah, Brody. I'm really excited for it.
Very good.
We're going to go to that ghost. We're going to go on a ghost house tour. We're going to go see the pink house. Maybe
I don't know what's the pink house and a ghost tour. Really?
A ghost house tour.
Oh, here's a house for you. There's some ghosts in it. All right, let's go to the next one.
Well, I'm not going to London. I'm going to Savannah.
No, it reminded me of the Jack the Ripper tour I told you about. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
Like, all right, here's where Curran cuts out in the alleyway. He murdered his third victim. All right, let's go.
But I want to see this stuff. They say that Savannah is one of the most haunted.
How much did you pay for a ghost tour?
Savannah is one of the most haunted cities in America. Do you not go? And how do I not go visit southern cooking with Paula Deen? Paula Deen's restaurant is down there.
Is she cooking?
I don't know. I hear she's a legend down there. They love her there.
Of course, you know, there's an old joke, Paula Deen joke, that when she cooks, she melts butter on her butter.
Well, anyway, I'm excited to.
The fourth quarter scary is ready to go to Paula Deen's restaurant.
Oh, my God. Carry me out of there.
But you got to check out the Savannah Bananas if they're there. You know who they are, right?
Oh, my God.
Harlem Globetrotters of minor league baseball.
They play
on stilts. They ride bikes. They throw water.
Is that why they named because we're going with two other couples. They named the group chat Savannah Bananas. And I thought that's just somebody just making something up.
Well, okay.
That's like willy-nilly.
So Savannah Bananas rhymes, right? So chances are they rhymed the chat group. The same reason why the team named themselves. There's no bananas. Savannah's not known for growing bananas. They like, Savannah Bananas. It's a fun name for a dopey fun. And they tour the country. So well, I don't know if they're home right now. But they played against our friend Gary Perone. They played the Ferry Hawks in Staten Island.
The Ferryman.
Oh, and the Ferry Hawks.
Oh, really?
The Ferry Hawks.
Okay.
Yeah, the Ferryman is an old song from the 50s. Speaking of Gary Perone, getting a little baseball here, but just to shout out Gary Perone, our buddy. When the Mets hired the new president of baseball operations, David Stearns, David grew up as a Mets fan. He interned for the Mets, but before that, he interned for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Gary gave him his first job in sports. Now he runs the Mets, and when he had his press conference, he goes, I got to thank a few people. He thanked our buddy Gary Perone first.
Nice. So now we know where to go for the free tickets. Gary Perone.
Now we know where to go for an internship so I can run the Mets someday. Oh, and
That's not a bad play, Brody. Just switching.
Not a bad play.
Switching gears altogether and switching and just going into Mets baseball.
Okay. You know what? This is not a good week for me to talk about going into Mets baseball. I'll tell you why. On Monday, I did a Mets podcast and it was, a bunch of comedians and writers, and we talked about why the Mets fired their manager. Okay, and we made playoff predictions.
Yeah,
because the Major League Baseball playoffs are going on, and we made predictions. The day after we posted it, a bombshell story came out about why they absolutely fired the Mets manager, because he was being bullied into playing players he didn't want to play by the general manager.
Ooh.
But yet we didn't talk about that because we'd already done the podcast. Then the playoffs started, and we were wrong so far in almost every prediction. Everything we said was wrong. So then on Wednesday, what's today? We're recording this on Thursday. Yesterday, I did another Mets podcast. So I did the Blatcast on Monday, BLADT. You can check my Twitter and see it. And then on Wednesday, we did the Believe Mets podcast, BLEAV, with our buddy Nick Durst. And on that Mets podcast, we talked about the Mets hiring their new president of baseball operations, David Stearns. And we talked about Buck Showalter being fired. And we talked about Billy Epler, the GM, not being fired, even though they hired a new boss for him. Anyway, we said all this stuff. And then the story came out, blowing our podcast up and out of the water about what happened with Buck Showalter and how Billy Epler screwed him. We didn't talk about that. Then today, Billy Epler, who we blame for some things yesterday, he quit today out of nowhere. So I did like 2 hours and 20 minutes of Mets podcasting. It's all in the shitter. But watch it, because I'm funny and adorable. But that being said,
That's the problem with podcasting. You don't know when you're going to experience this, and it's on delay. You're not going to get it right away.
I mean, we posted it right away, but by the time you post it, news happens.
Yeah. But all right. Well, so what else? What else is good?
Oh, I was at a zoo a week and a half ago. Ooh. With my wife. We went to an event at a zoo. It wasn't a zoo event. It was like a beer thing. And you know what a prairie dog is? Looks like a groundhog.
Yes.
Like a squirrel. It's like a chipmunk.
I think I know what they look like.
There are people in the country right now who like have them as pets or like or grow up with them in their backyard. And they're like, don't you know what a goddamn prairie dog is, Scary? You city boy?
I don't know much about them.
Anyway, they look like groundhogs, but smaller. They dig holes in the ground, right? Anyway, so there's this groundhog exhibit at this particular zoo. And there it's a hill. And around the hill is plexiglass. So, and it's like the plexiglass is higher than you can reach, so you can't reach them. And you can look in and watch them. And you can watch them digging holes. And if they dig a hole near the plexiglass, you can see in the hole. So they're like, they're scampering around and they're whatever. Well, we're all sitting down because there's benches by the prairie dogs. And the prairie dogs, two of them, start humping each other. Like doggy style or prairie dog style, I guess. Prairie doggy style. Oh, I just thought of that.
Prairie doggy style. I think that's the name of this podcast, Prairie Doggy Style.
There you go. So they're going at it. Now, you want to give them some privacy. Oh, no. Oh, no. The girl on the bench next to me tells a friend, look, they're fucking. And she grabs her cell phone. She grabs her cell phone out and she starts filming them fucking. And so they're not paying attention. They don't know what a camera is or recording device, much like the New Jersey office building I was in. And they just keep fucking. And she's filming it like it's a Harry Styles concert. And then at some point, she's like laughing and calling her friends over. And the guy doing the doggy in the back, he turns and is like, gave her like a what are you looking at face, dismounted, and then dug a hole and went away. And then the female prairie dog was like, thanks, man. Yes, fuck me. Thanks.
You know, I love the viral videos of the zoo, like a zoo around the country somewhere, and a class trip is visiting. And they just have the video of, like, all of a sudden these two chimpanzees start, like, humping each other, like, right in front of the kids.
Or they drink their own piss.
Yeah.
Or they start pissing in their own hands and drinking it.
Yeah, it's almost like they know that they want to do something crude for, like, a bunch of 11-year-olds watching. It's great. So I've seen a few of those. But
it
anyway.
It was a good thing this was an adult event at the zoo, because at some point, you know, young kids would be like, hey, that prairie dog is hurting the other prairie dog. Right.
Yeah, but at that point, like, you know, that's when you teach them about life. I mean,
yeah, but you know, there's people who don't want any of that shit taught in school. They don't want it taught. You know, they don't want their kids to learn anything until they're 30.
Nah. So I mean, I'd be
each
like,
parent, you can't.
If you're nowadays, going there for an educational experience, you got to take all of it in. I mean, it is what
and the prairie dog did for a while. But you, listen, if you follow the news, you know there are parts of the country that are less likely to want their kids to read books or be taught certain things in school. And so in New York or New Jersey, it might be like, yeah, they're fucking kids. Here's a book. Go read it. But in some parts of the country, it might be like, shun your eyes. Don't look. Meanwhile, it's nature, right? Every creature has sex, right? Everyone has body parts. Everyone has penises and vaginas for the most part. Some switch somewhere along the way and have other ones.
Some have both. They call those hermaphrodites.
It is a little bit odd that of all the body parts that people have, we don't want our kids to see the ones that are different. They're just body parts, right? They're just
but
arms and legs.
The problem is we cover them up all day. So that's why that makes them elusive and makes them mysterious. You're right,
because they're lurid and sexual. But if a kid sees a picture of it, it's not lurid and sexual. It's just a body part.
But if we walked around naked all the time, it wouldn't be a big deal. It's the same way
they introduce wine
at the dinner table in a lot of Italian and Spanish families. You know, it's like not a big deal. So
okay, do you mean Hispanic family or people from Spain?
Spain. From Spain, yes. Spanish and Italian and France. There's always wine at the dinner table. So and so it's not a big deal for a kid to have a glass of wine. And so they don't have to hide it when they, you know, when it's time to drink. You know, they won't have to like, you know, because it's taboo. Anything that's taboo.
If you normalize things,
yes,
then it's not a big deal.
I believe in that. So same thing with nudity. If we normalized nudity, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Okay, but you and I naked is not normal.
I mean, like it would be. I mean, look at people that go to nude beaches. There's no, the normal.
They can watch Naked Attraction on Max.
Right. That's the normalization of nudity.
Okay. I've been to nude beaches as a kid, right? We used to have to walk through them to get to the...
Yep.
Because of where we parked.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you this. I haven't been to a nude beach in a really long time. I was at a nude beach in Italy. Because you know, it's Italy, everybody's naked, right?
Yep.
And if you're a slice and this doesn't apply to you, good. But I found that the people most comfortable with their bodies at nude beaches, to me, are the people that shouldn't be the most comfortable, that I don't want to see them naked. I mean, I'm glad they're comfortable. I give them props. If you're not attractive and you go out there and you take your clothes off and you're comfortable, I give you all the credit in the world. It's much easier if you're hot, right? Like if you're beautiful, sexy, you know the world's looking at you, and you go naked, it's like, yeah, of course people are going to look at you. Of course you're comfortable. You're like, hey, look at me. But if I got an old beat up car, I don't go down the street going, hey, look at my old beat up car. I keep my head down and I drive to the next street.
It's got to be
driving
difficult.
A Porsche, I'm like, yeah. Hey, look at my
but
Porsche.
But it's got to be difficult if you're a guy, because if you're a grower, not a shower, then you have real, you know, that could be terrible.
Yeah, but I mean the same goes traumatic. For women. There's things that can be judged on women, right or
right,
wrong.
No, I get it. Yeah, I know. But, well, you know, I'm just saying, like, I feel like the only guys that go to nude beaches are the ones that are showers.
Well, no, I've seen some. I mean, again, I'm not looking, but from a distance, your eyes are at the same level. All sizes are there. All sizes are there. And again, if you're, God bless you.
And do you have to remain semi-excited just to show that you have something going on there? Walking to a nude beach? Just anyone.
Oh, you mean a person in general?
Hypothetical question. Not for you.
Hypothetical, of course. Oh.
For the room.
For the room.
Wait a second. It's just me and you.
Why are we talking about other men's penises?
I don't know.
Why are we talking about each other's penises? Let's not talk about penises.
No, can we switch?
You know what? I'm all for parents keeping their kids from talking about penises.
We have to reset. Reset. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast
with Skeery and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I mean, there was no way out of that conversation.
No, there was no way in either. Or out, or in, or out, or in, or out, or in, or out.
Hi-oh.
But yeah, the prairie dogs are fucking.
The prairie dogs are fucking. Wow.
I did not run to my phone to grab the phone. So.
Hey, did I hear you right? You said that after this podcast is over here at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night.
On a Thursday.
In early October. That you are going to your pool after this? You're going in your pool?
Yes. I've had the heater on since about 5:30 tonight. The pool is a comfortable, I set it to 83 degrees. And it's 70 degrees here in New Jersey. I'll be going in. I'm going to watch. Actually, I'm late for it. I'll put on my Amazon Prime on my Fire Stick and I will watch Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
Well, Bears and the Commanders.
Well, wait a second. So
the soon-to-be former Commanders, but yes, the Commanders.
Who in the Northeast still has their pool going at this
anyone late? With a heated pool or an indoor pool?
Indoor pool. I can't do indoor pools.
Why?
Oh, indoor pools are not pools. They're just like over.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that, just like the how I feel about above ground pools.
No, you above ground pools, I understand, but because we grew up in Brooklyn, above ground pools were not.
I don't anyway. Like indoor pools. All you do is you have that stench of chlorine in the air. I hate indoor pools.
You do
pools.
Have that, and you have, you know what else you have? You have that permanent steam in the air.
Yeah,
right, and right, but I still do it.
I feel skivots. I still do it. Skivots when I'm going in an indoor pool.
No, I'll tell you. You know what I did a couple of winters ago? It's been a while now, maybe 6-7 years, but I did. When my pool was closed in the winter, I rented my wife and I rented a hotel just to get in with the kids. We went to the pool.
Indoor?
We rented a hotel. The room was like $70, and we went swimming the whole day. It was great.
Indoors?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who the hell goes in indoor pools?
There was snow on the ground because there's a Marriott? Hilton? Marriott? It was Marriott. With a giant indoor pool, a huge dome.
I can't.
And a beautiful indoor pool with like a dome ceiling so the sunlight would come in. Really nice.
I'm sorry.
We felt like we were in a snow globe.
I can't get into indoor pools. I just.
Oh, please. If you put a DJ on the side of the pool and some and liquor and bar service and sprinklers in the bottles, you'd be all over it.
You're right.
You'd be like, oh, indoor pool.
You're right. You know, otherwise known as the pool at after dark at Harrah's in Atlantic City.
Yes. Yes, I was going to bring that up. That's an indoor pool. Your ass is in that pool.
Hold on a second. The thing about that one,
hold on. Bougie bastard.
The roof is so high up, you think you're outside. It feels like you're outside. They have palm trees there.
Trees, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really an indoor pool. Well, it is.
It's an indoor pool. And you've never been to a water park?
I don't like water parks. That's another thing about me. I mean, I've been to water parks. Like water parks. I used to go to Action Park.
I used to like water parks. I had a comedy routine. I did a thing about things that are different when you go to a water park that you accept. I'll give you for instance, if you're in my pool, right?
That'll never happen. So why never even happen. Bother?
But let's say you're in my pool.
Yeah.
Or you're in a hot tub on a cruise ship and a dirty Band-Aid goes floating by. You're getting out, right?
200%. Right? Yep.
If you're at a water park and you're about to jump in the lazy river and a dirty Band-Aid goes floating by, you just wave it away. You push the water and brush it away.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting out. You're like, I'm in a water park.
That's true. Right?
So there's things at water parks. You're like, eh. If somebody jumped into my pool in their underwear, I would throw them out of my house. I would get out. But if you're at a water park and some dude jumps in with his whitey tighty whities, I'm like, eh, fuck it.
You're okay with it.
There's chlorine. It's flowing. The water's moving so fast. The water that hit his underwear went by me in 70 miles an hour. It's already gone.
So if, water park, man. Okay. Remember that time that I was down in Atlantic City at the Golden Nugget and it was 95 degrees in the middle of August.
And then someone dropped the Golden Nugget.
Someone dropped it. They turned the place into the Brown Nugget.
The Brown Nugget. Okay.
Yeah. They dropped a little nugget in the pool.
A nug.
Obviously everyone out of the pool at that point, but it was blazing hot. That was a friggin' awful day. Would you get out of the pool? If they just allowed you to continue to be in it?
Oh, I would. I know I would get out of the pool.
Yeah.
It's not a water park.
I'm just saying.
There's health reasons. They make you get out for health reasons.
They had a shock.
Because the sharticles float around. You could die from that shit. I'm getting out.
They had a shock, the pool, everything. It was everybody out of the water.
As if the shit in the pool wasn't enough of a shock.
On the hottest day of the year, they did that.
Well, somebody did it. Yeah. They dropped the deuce.
The deuce is loose at the Brown Nugget.
The Brown Nugget, yeah. Have you ever been to a doctor or an expert at something that gave you really bad advice? I was at physical therapy. You know, I'm just still, you know, I go a couple of days a week to keep my knee loose.
Yeah,
because it stiffened up on me. And so one of the exercises that I have to do is I have to strap like a very tense rubber band type thing. Velcro around each ankle, right? So it's like my ankles are strapped to each other and they're connected by two rubber bands.
Right.
So the exercise is you crab walk, right? So you stretch, like let's say your right leg to the right, and then you bring your left leg over. Slide take a giant step to the side, and then you slide your right leg over, your second leg over to catch up.
Right,
that makes sense, right?
Yes.
You picture that?
Yes.
The first time I did it, this particular exercise, I had an assistant. So not a physical therapist, but whatever they call them, assistants, they're training, right? So she says to me, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to take a large step to the right with your right foot, and then a small step with your left.
Is this a dance?
No.
It's just a jump to the left.
Yeah. And then you jump to the right. Okay. She says, so take do that three times. Take a large step with your right leg and then a little step with your left leg. Large step to the right with your right leg and a little step with your left leg. So I said, you know, if I listen to you, I'm going to fall over in three steps, right? What are you talking about? I said, at some point, I've taken 9 feet of steps with my right foot and 3 feet of steps with my left foot, and I'm going to split rip my hamstring. You have to take the same length step with both legs, with both feet. And she stands and she goes, oh. Then she does it herself and goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh.
You can't take large step, small step, large step, small step. You'll fall over. Good thing I was there to tell the expert how to give me physical therapy. Imagine that. Yeah. You know I'm not the first person she told this to.
Yeah.
So as I'm leaving physical therapy Monday, a guy with a logo shirt for the place I'm going to, he's wearing the shirt, he works there. He's holding a hacksaw. He gets off the elevator, he's holding a hacksaw. You know what a hacksaw is, Scary, right?
Yeah, because that was the first name of Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
Hacksaw
Jim Duggan, yeah. So he's holding a hacksaw.
He used to hold a hacksaw.
So as he's walking by, I go, oh, crap, what exercise is that for? Right? Obviously, I'm joking. He, with a straight face, he says, no, it's not for an exercise. There's a pipe that needs to be cut. Dude, wow. You really thought I thought it was for an exercise? You really thought I was like, oh.
Take it literally.
Yeah, we're going to do a hand exercise where I give some old guy who has arthritis a hacksaw to loosen up his wrist muscles. I mean, come on.
So,
what are you doing? Yeah. You go. I didn't do breaking news.
Breaking news now.
Hold on. I got to get it.
I got. Dude, that's so ghetto.
Breaking news.
That's ghetto right there. Come on, man.
Wow, this is a breaking news sounder. Yeah, last time you played like sounds, it was horrible.
I could have actually loaded it into the computer.
Yeah.
And you just played off your phone like that? That's jankety.
Yeah, but you're jankety. Have it ready.
What is a first year podcast?
Right?
So yeah, so what is this breaking news?
Breaking news, episode 272 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. I'm David Brody, sitting in my bedroom in front of a table and a monitor, witnessing Scary Jones's pile of papers and crap is back on the table behind him.
Yes, it is.
And it looks crappier than ever.
I had to do a wash, so I had to wash my clothes, and then
you had to wash your papers.
No, I had to wash my clothes, and they were in the dryer, so I had to pull them out of the dryer.
Wait a minute, the papers were all in your dryer?
Yeah. Stack of papers in my dryer. That's why that's storage for me. So I'm like, oh shit, I have to do a load of laundry. So I had to take them out of the dryer where they were. And here they are, back on the table.
Okay, so when the wash is done, you're going to put them back in the washing machine?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
When was the last time you looked at the pile or went through the pile?
It's been a long time, actually. And what concern is it of yours?
I think you have a problem with the pile.
You know,
I think it strikes a nerve, and I think it has something to do with a bad childhood. I think you're regressing. I think you're repressing, rather, some memory. You know who you should call, Scary?
Who that?
Our friends at BetterHelp.
That's right. Our friends at BetterHelp to the rescue.
Talk to a therapist. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist.
This is not a commercial, by the way. This is
a pile of paper. No, I'm just doing a callback.
We call this, callback.
Yeah, that wasn't working in a commercial.
It wasn't added value. Some people call that.
Well, it's added value to them. We should tell them I did it. But still, I was doing it to say maybe you should talk to somebody.
Maybe I should.
I think maybe you have a paper problem. Maybe a pile of paper problem.
A pile of a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Maybe he'll take the papers away.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
So we have, before we get into some talkbacks, I wanted to tell you what happened on the morning show today that you would be very, very disappointed with. This is not in true David Brody form.
You overpaid for something?
Well,
it was not as good as mine.
It always starts with a breakfast order, doesn't it?
Always. The worst breakfast orders ever is that morning show. Even though you guys move studios and you don't go to the same place anymore, people can't get orders right for breakfast.
Someone sent the Uber Eats out the order, the group order at 7:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At 7:45, we placed the order.
I was sound asleep at that time. Go ahead.
7:45, we placed the order. Mm-hmm. They said it'll be ready for pickup at 8:15. No problem. Mm-hmm. They'll drive it around. Boom. It'll be here by 8:30. David Brody.
Sounds reasonable.
What ended up happening? The order never showed up. And then the driver ghosted us. Had no phone number, no contact phone number. The order was just sitting there. It never got completed. It was, or if it did, I don't know. Whatever happened, my point is, I went breakfastless this morning, David Brody.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Right?
Seriously. Are you all right?
Malnourished. I mean,
what emergency room did they rush you to?
Starved. It sucks, man.
You didn't have a flagel?
But we were looking we were looking forward to breakfast this morning. It was a good one from a really great diner that was across on the east side.
Oh.
And it wasn't the diner's fault, because when we called the diner to track it down, they were like, "Oh yeah, that guy left here about maybe a half hour ago with your food."
Okay, but how do you know they're not lying? How do you know they never gave the guy the food and they're blaming the Uber Eats guy?
Well, we think that at that hour of the morning, these Uber Eats people like to triple and quadruple dip, where they'll go pick up from different restaurants a bunch of orders, an order from here, an order from there, and then go deliver it after the fact. You understand?
I understand, yes.
So we decided, all right, we'll cancel the order, get a refund. So Andrew cancels the order and gets a refund. David Brody.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's where the story ends. And that's where I got angry. Because I said,
Wait a minute. You got a refund.
Got a full refund. It was a big order for like 12 people. It was like 100.
But that's not even.
Exactly, David Brody.
Hello.
That's not even. So I wrote in the group chat exactly that.
Yeah. You wrote even is not even?
I said, they were like, okay, so Andrew says they got a full refund. Sorry, everybody. Elvis Duran puts a check mark. Danielle says, wow. And then Scotty B is like, okay, great. We'll try tomorrow. And
then Scotty B was complacent.
And then Andrew's
people have gone to hell since I left.
Well, then Andrew goes, yep. Cash is being deposited back into the account. And then I said, whoa. They should give us an extra $100 for the stress, anxiety, wasted time, lack of nourishment, and overall ruining of our day.
Absolutely.
After all, even is not even. We need free dessert. I wrote in the group chat.
And then I'm very proud of you.
Yet nobody followed up. So I'm pissed.
You should be.
That's a case, Slices, where you don't just...
They know.
An hour and
they
a half know. Later, they you just
know
take
better
your refund.
Than you guys.
Because not only is the hour and a half goes by, but now I'm fucking starving.
Right. You can't just give the money back and be like, yeah, we fucked you. Here's your money back. No. That's not even. What have I taught
but
you
then
guys?
Andrew's,
Slices.
Yeah.
You know better than that.
But Andrew said, well, wait a second. That money's going to come out of Uber Eats' pocket, and it wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault. It was the I said, it's squarely their fault. It's not the restaurant's fault. In fact,
yeah, and more importantly, the Uber Eats driver now gets to eat the food.
Exactly. Didn't even show up late and cold.
Right. So either the restaurant lied and told the Uber Eats guy, we don't have the order, just leave. Or the Uber Eats people. Now look, if Uber Eats took the blame and gave you a refund, then they're admitting they picked up the food.
Correct.
They may have given it to the wrong office.
Correct. Hmm. Well,
you know what? My breakfast order this morning actually was perfect.
What did you have?
Well, I got up at 11 a.m., walked into my kitchen, and I ate some leftovers from the night before. They were just the way I made them the night before, and all of it was delivered right on time. And I gave myself a tip in cash.
Good for you,
David. Oh, by the way, speaking of tipping in cash, I went for lunch today, Scary. Remember I said I had dinner plans? I couldn't record tonight?
Yeah.
I moved my dinner with my cousin.
How was it?
The same cousin from the $1.06 story. We went and we had lunch at a diner. And I left the cash tip this time.
Oh, look at you.
Look at me, evened it out.
Hey, big spender. Let's get some talkbacks on.
Yes. Oh, let me just tell you before we talk back. Last week, we got so many talkbacks. Scary and I played a couple of them after the podcast ended. And one of them was from our friend Sean. He's a slice. And Sean's a big fan and he works part-time in Brooklyn. And so he was going to go get some stuff. Anyway, Sean bought a Halloween costume from me on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
And he responded. He was punctual. He answered. He didn't ask dumb questions. Is this available? Because he knew it was available. And I sold it to him. I met him at a neutral location and we had a great conversation. And I said, look, we happened to have played your talk back, but we didn't have time to fit it in. But he went to L&B's Pomona Gardens today or yesterday, sent me pictures. He said it was the best square slice he's ever had.
Man after my own heart.
Shout out
to Sean. Sean, what up? All right, here's some talkbacks.
Man after your own heart attack.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you listen to the iHeartRadio app, click the microphone. And now this is from episode 271, some commentary.
Got to be naked talk.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Slice for Life. This is Marilyn from Omaha listening to episode 271.
Or Omaha from Maryland.
Oh, Scary. You totally got fucked. Robin should have been invited. I am so sorry. Like, that is really fucked up. And Brody, that show you were talking about, the penis and the bodies, that is hilarious. I need to watch that show. Love you guys. Slice for Life.
All right. Thank you.
I like the way I mentioned vaginas also, but she didn't.
Sorry, I forgot to say it's Marilyn from Omaha.
We got you.
But that TV show, Brody, that is super funny. Like, that is hilarious. I don't have that channel, but I almost want to get that channel because that is really good. And Scary, yes, you got fucked over and I would be hurt and offended too. And love Robin and love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Sly for Life, Sean here from Newton. Scary, I'm sorry, you're wrong with the whole plus one. It's not about you and how you are going to feel. It's about the bride and groom on that day. Yeah, you got a lot of crap for it on the morning show.
Nope.
And
disagree.
You're wrong. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. You're
bullshit.
Wrong.
Bullshit.
I love you guys.
Bullshit.
Again, keep going.
Sorry, Sean. I love you too, buddy. But keep in mind, if they love me enough, because enough to invite me to their wedding, their love for me should far exceed my choice in guest. And that's the end of
it. They don't love your guest. They love you.
Don't matter, though. They should know that I'm going to pick somebody that's not going to embarrass them.
This could be wedding of the decade. This could be wedding of the year. A celebrity wedding.
Don't matter. I should be able to feel comfortable at their wedding. Right. And they should be mindful of my feelings.
But you should also be comfortable.
Added context to my last talk back. I am in my early 40s, single, no kids. Been to weddings. I understand. Scary. You want to have a good time at a people you love's wedding, but it's about the people's wedding, not you. Sorry.
No, disagree. Thank
you. Love you guys.
No.
If it Brooklyn was boys for life.
If it was about the couple, then they would just elope. But it obviously is about the wedding and having everybody there and their guests and their family. And as a host of any party, you should make your guests feel welcome. Sorry, I rest my case.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Rebecca from Jersey here, Slice for Life. This is to address Nick, the asshole who was going in on Brody about the $1.06. First of all, it's his $1.06, so he can complain about it all he wants. And learn to argue better. When you argue, make sure your argument does not support the point of the person you're arguing with. All right? Good job, Nick. Get better.
Wow.
Okay, let's not curse each other.
I love how the slices are turning on each other. They're attacking each other. This is becoming a YouTube comment thread.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
I love the support. And if you guys want to say that people are wrong, just don't be too harsh on the comments, because we love Nick too, even though in that particular case.
But that's what people do in comments on Facebook.
Yeah, but this isn't YouTube.
Facebook. No, be nicer. They fight.
We're on the same team.
They get into fights.
We're on the same team here. We're all slices.
Wait till things become racial.
Hit the next call.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Jamie from Queens here. Brody, I caught that great Ghostbusters reference that went right over Scary's head as he was talking about the water and the rain in New York City. Dogs and cats living together. Yep. I love that movie. I was watching it the night before you guys put out that episode.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Great callback, Brody.
Love you.
Thanks. By the way, Sean credited me as quoting Ghostbusters 2. Nope, that was Ghostbusters.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? This is Paul in not so sunny Florida today. Just want to give a little heads up to the talk back from episode 271. And all those people saying it's only $1.06. Fuck that. I'm siding with Brody. I worked in a Dollar Tree. $1.06 is a lot. I watch people get arrested over it. No joke. Slice for life. Shout out to Juan Valdez. Fuck Dale.
Oh, the Juan Valdez fan club.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? It's Paul from Not Till Sunny Florida again. I just want to say, Scary, bring back the old IDs. I miss hearing them. Listen to the old episodes again. Y'all played so many. Haven't heard any of those in years. Brody, yep. Scary.
Bring it all home, right, Scary. I'll bring it back.
And by the way, Sean would like the listen and order jingles that I've been asking for a year.
Okay.
Thank God for no more unused jokes.
Wow. Was not a fan of that segment. Okay.
No, okay.
Your friendly neighborhood mailman here, John, Long Island. Brody, all these people ganging up on you. I'm with you, man. You know what I'm going to do with that $1.06? I'm going to take that McDonald's app. I'm going to get that 99-cent iced coffee. And all I need is two more pennies. I can get any size I want. Large, ice, whatever. And for the record, you wanted to be charged with a penny. So really, it's $1.05. So all these people don't know how to do math. I got you, Brody. Slice for life.
Yep. Thank you. 8 cent tax in Long Island. By the way, that dollar, all I need is a dollar and a dream. That dollar could have been the winning lotto ticket. Powerball.
Scary Brody, Brody Scary, Jan from NYC here. Scary, you should absolutely feel offended about having Robin not being invited to the wedding. That is a reason not to go, in my opinion.
Yep.
You've been here with her for a long time, and you should at least get the invite, the option of her being invited.
I already said no.
Yeah, definitely do not go to that wedding.
Love you.
Big fan, Slice for Life.
Nice.
Brooklyn boys, Geo, Rockland County. I think we found somebody more fucking annoying than that Valdez guy. This fucking Nick guy. He's making me sick to my stomach right now. Anyway, love you guys. Slice for Life. That was from episode 271. Later.
That guy's fantastic. Let's go easy on Nick. But that guy, I don't think he's called before. He's awesome.
Yeah.
What was his first name? Do you remember?
I don't know.
He's like, I'm from Rockland County. What a great voice. Ah, so good.
Yeah, that's scary. That's the ambulance on the way to your house right now. Fourth quarter scary. You should already have your big boy pants on. There's no excuses. Just go to the wedding, man up, be happy for the couple, and have some fun. Can you imagine if everyone who got a single invitation for shits and giggles are like, you know what, let's just give them all plus ones. Let's say a couple more thousand more dollars. Come on, scary. Man up, bro.
Hi, guys. It's Hannah from North Carolina, formerly of Jersey. When I agreed with Brody about the $1.06, it wasn't because I'm part of the tribe, even though my name is Hannah. I'm 100% Sicilian. FYI.
Just wanted to clarify, I'm not a Jew.
Honey, I know we're going to be late for dinner. We have reservations. I got to leave this
time. I'm a cheap-ass Sicilian. Just want to let everybody know.
Right. And by the way, Hannah, you can be Jewish and Sicilian. One's a religion, one's a nationality.
That is correct.
I might take a 23andMe test one of these days.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Becky from Phoenix. I normally never watch show recommendations, especially not, you know, reality shows or game shows. But that genitalia show that you discussed, I had to see what it was all about. And it was something else. It was so matter of fact. You know, there was no tiptoeing around the descriptions. You know, the contestants were, oh, that guy's too big and that girl's got a big bush and that guy's sack is too low. It was the funniest thing I watched in a long time. Thanks for the suggestion. Slice for life.
There you go.
You're very welcome.
That's British humor, too.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens again. I just wanted to say, a woman deciding if she wants to date a guy based on his junk? That's nuts.
Hi-o!
Hey, what's up, Brooklyn boys? Scary Brody. About that wedding that you got invited to, Scary. I think it's just a common courtesy, even if you don't know the other person's plus one, it's just a common courtesy to invite them.
Sure is.
As a plus one.
Yep.
And to me, it's not like they don't know that you're with Robin.
Right.
Because it's not like you don't mention her on the show.
Exactly.
Hey, guys. Ryan from Connecticut. Listen, Scary. It is just a dollar. It's Brody's fucking dollar.
Thank you.
I'd rather give the server an extra $5 than give the fucking restaurant, who already got my money, yep, one more fucking dollar.
Thank you.
Walmart puts a charge on your fucking receipt for just $1.06, are you just going to accept it because it's just a dollar? The fuck out of here.
Apples and oranges. Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
He quoted William Shakespeare right there. You heard him at the end when he said, the fuck out of here. Thank you.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? It's Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx. I can't even Brody and Scary today because I'm mad. What the fuck, Brody? No discounts for Yankees fans. I'm not even a baseball person like that. I'm a soccer person, but fuck you, no discounts for the Yankees. Second of all, Scary, let's talk about this wedding. Whether you got invited with a plus one or not, why are you so adamant that Robin has to go? You can't go without her. You're not your own person. Come on, buddy. Let's go.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody, it's Dez from Connecticut. Leaving feedback on episode 271. Scary, 1,000,000% agree with you on the plus one invite. I think it's kind of messed up that someone would invite you to their wedding and not know if you have a significant other. I just think it's an appropriate thing and a nice thing to do, good gesture, to invite someone that you love enough to have at your wedding.
You
should know if they have a plus one. That's just me. And I don't know. I would be pissed too. I agree with you. Fuck Dylan. Fuck them for not inviting a plus one. Sorry, Robin.
They go. Fuck them and Dylan.
Brody and Scary, it's Dez again from Connecticut. Just wanted to let you guys know that I was upset to see Tacoma FD try to rip off Brody about his fart water. I hope you ask him, and I hope he understands what this message means, because I sent him a DM on Instagram, and they're doing fart water jokes, man. I really hope that someone's getting some residual payments here. There better be cash flowing into the Brooklyn Boys. We could set up some new merch in that merch shop.
Explain what that's all about.
Okay, so I've never watched the show Tacoma FD, which I guess is the fire department of Tacoma, Washington. But in the scene, I think it's a comedy. I don't think it's a reality show. Whatever. The guy is standing up talking to the other firefighters. And he goes, I can't believe you drink this flavored water stuff. You know, like whatever, the carbonated flavored water. Everybody makes it right now, right? He says, let me show you how you make this stuff that you're paying for, you're drinking. And he takes some fruit and he squeezes the juice in his mouth. And he takes the bottle of water, he puts it by his ass, and he goes, there you go.
Fart is your fart water.
He didn't say fart water, but he acted out farting with a bottle. So
Sub Brooklyn boys, this is Maddie from Brooklyn in the Bronx again.
She's back.
Unlike Maddie from Queens and everybody else, I'm not over here counting Brody's money. Now, everybody's talking about it's a dollar, it's just a dollar six, but that's fucking Brody's dollar. Do I give a shit about the dollar? No, the fuck I don't, because it's a dollar. But does Brody? Yes, he does, because that's the person he is. That's the person we love.
Cheap ass bastard.
Don't count his money. It's his dollar.
Hey guys, how you doing? This Gilbert Thank down you. Here from the state of Texas. Well, I sure am glad you guys didn't get washed out to sea with all that rain you had up there last week. It ain't rained a drop down here in Texas. Dry as a bone. But anyway, I sure am tired of hearing about that steak dinner. Buy that steak dinner once and for all, would you? It's just one steak dinner. He's not asking for a whole assortment of chops and sausages and pinolis and cannolis and all that. Just one steak dinner. Get it over with. You owe it to him.
That is a put-on accent.
Get long, little dog. Yeah, get him a steak dinner.
This guy's a caricature of
my God. It's terrific.
Being scary. This is Harris from Newark, New Jersey.
What up?
Nick, you're being a dick. Brody was saying, let me know before you charge me the dollar. He didn't. He's not upset that it was a dollar. He's upset that he didn't tell him first. You got to listen to the episode. Once again, this is Harris.
Harris, what's up?
All right. Nice, Harris.
Okay.
Hey, fellas. Going back to episode 270. I believe the correct terminology would be you blow a fart. You don't take a fart or you don't leave a fart. Well, now that I think about it, maybe you might blow a fart and then your little lady might get a whiff of it. She can't take it, so then she'll have to leave.
Who is this guy?
This may be the best batch of talkbacks we've ever done. Oh my
hey,
God, I love doing this podcast.
This is White Nate from Connecticut. White Brody, Nate. Scary Brody. Brody, I totally agree with the dollar six. That motherfucker should have rang up a penny. I've worked in a bunch of retail, bunch of everything. Everything that could give you a tip. And you definitely could have done one penny. One penny or at least 5 cents, something like that. But I totally agree with you. All right, Brody Scary, Scary Bro. Ah! White Nate again. Brody Scary, Scary Brody. Who else that leaves these voice messages thinks that this is way too quick to leave a fully detailed, awesome message that needs to be read or played on the show? Come on. It's how many seconds?
30.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Bethany from Reading, PA, and I just need to say that this whole dollar six situation is quite ridiculous considering Brody paid, I don't know, $2.99, $3.99 to roll the dice on some scandalous website. So just saying, you've put your money for better places.
I did it for the show. Clapper, I did it for the show. Good point. Good callback, though.
Jeez.
But if I throw away my dollar sixes all the time, I won't have money for Clapper. Clapper.
Yo, Brooklyn boys, what's up? It's Don Cron from Sandusky. Just wanted to give a shout out for Brody. Great recommendation on Naked Attraction. I checked it out and I'm laughing my ass off right now.
I gotta see this now. It's on my radar.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's your boy Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody and Scary. Hey, Scary, about talking about missing the joke. You just missed the joke that Brody just said about Cats and Dog Total Mayhem. That's from Ghostbusters. Come on, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Bill Brooklyn Murray. Boys, this is your boy Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody and Scary.
Juan Valdez.
Hey, Scary, I do have theories on why Robin wasn't invited or you were invited with a plus one. It'll be a three-part theory.
What's that?
And it'll be two seasons of it. And it'll be recorded later today. But I think it's on your last Instagram post. You put her as your travel buddy. Not even girlfriend.
I never said
not
that.
Not even, you know, future wife, nothing. So that.
Wait. Oh my God. He's got another five coming up. I could see it. I'm just going to skip over them. Should you skip over Juan Valdez?
No, let him finish his thought on this one.
Oh God.
Hey, this is your boy Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody
and
Scary.
It's always Brody and Scary.
Hey, Scary. Maybe this couple know you more than you think. Maybe the bride knows you more than you think. And she's like, if he doesn't marry Robin, if he doesn't propose to Robin, not even engage
Robin,
then she's not invited. I'm going to hurt him I'm going to do this maliciously. She wants you to see your relationship with Robin. And hey, Broken Boys, it's boy Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody and Scary.
It's always Brody
Scary. It's Scary. You want Robin to have engaged status or marriage status without actually doing the work. Unfortunately, you haven't proposed. You don't want to marry her. This is all about you. And now you want her to be invited to a friend's wedding that you are invited to because it should be logical. I don't know, my guy. You got to put a ring on it. If you know what I'm saying, you got to do something about it.
Keeps cutting off.
Hey, this is your boy, Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody and Scary. Scary. I seriously hate when people say all marriages end in divorce.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes. Everything ends in divorce or death.
No!
Even friendships, even anything. If you're together, one day you'll be separated. You know, people don't last forever. I don't understand what's the big deal. I said
50%.
There is mortality.
It's a statistic. People do get divorced. Statistic.
Worst thing is
you can't fuck with math. These are stats.
Hey, Broken Boys, this is boy Juan Valdez.
Oh, now he's outside.
Hey, upstate New York. Fuck you too, man. I love them both. It's always Brody and Scary.
Oh my
but
god.
I love them both. I love Scary. He knows that.
I have enough of him.
Scary. Christy, Saddlebrook, Slice for Life. Oh, I took major offense. I am not cheap. I am the most generous person I know. I host Christmas and Easter. Everybody gets a gift at the place setting. Whether we exchange gifts or not, there is another gift at the place setting, an Easter basket filled with all your favorites at the place setting at the table at Easter.
I'm going there.
It was based on principle. It's not the dollar six. It's the point. He said a penny.
Yes. And it's also the penny and the dollars.
Hey there, Brody, you cheap bastard. Yeah. You know, occasionally I'll go back and listen to prior episodes because I sure do enjoy your podcast, I'll tell you what. And when you were telling the story about the $1 fiasco at the restaurant, you did tell the poor fella to bring you up for a penny or whatever he had to do. And he did whatever he had to do. Boy, when you're wrong, you're wrong. Just like Herbal Essence is all over again.
He's rooting, tooting his right.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I didn't
guys?
Say do anything.
Brody Scary, Scary Brody. When are you guys going to have another podcast in person? Still waiting on one. It's been a while, but still waiting. So, Scary,
yeah.
Cut the slack. And stop going on vacation for a while.
Well,
I think focus on the boys up here, man.
Too late. We're going.
Right. Leaving us hanging. Wait another goddamn week.
Not my fault. The big show. We're on vacation. Brody. Vacation all next week.
Yeah, this is the added post-Brody vacation week.
We are on Savannah vacation trip. All next week.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Trucker Sam here. I just got to say, everybody talking about that it's only $1.06 where you can tip. Think about it. If that restaurant did that to 100 people, then that is $100 that they made free and clear without having to do anything. That is pure profit for them. I do not agree with that.
Okay.
He's right, $100 profit.
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. Scary, I agree with you about the plus one. They should not make assumptions that you don't have anybody in your life.
Thank you.
They shouldn't leave you in a position where, you know, you wind up going to the wedding by yourself. You at least go with somebody. If they're worried about wasting a play on...
That cut off. Sorry about that. Last couple.
Christy, again, Slice for Life. Scary, you should have called the Flagel Bagel place. You could have called them during a commercial. It would have taken a minute just to tell them, hey, guys, you made a mistake. And they could have offered you some free Flagels. At the very least, at the next time you went in there, they would have given you a free Flagel. Number one. Number two, don't go to the wedding. Or contact the bride and or groom and say, Robin was a little offended that she wasn't invited to your wedding.
Why would I start drama like that?
No, you had a Robin.
No.
Then they'll say, who's Robin?
Scary.
By the way, they totally
got you on the Flagel. Guy. Last one.
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. This is Fernando from Woodbridge. Quick question. Is Naked Attraction a sponsor?
No.
Is a Max a sponsor? It appears that you just bombarded their ratings. Love you guys.
Take care. Bye.
So he thinks, oh, he thinks that they're a sponsor and we were just slipping it in there, like an integration.
He said their ratings are through the roof. We did it. We helped. The ratings were huge when I found out about it. That's why I brought it to the show. Yeah.
All right.
That's why I watched it, because people were talking about it. I have my ear to the ground, the grindstone. I have my finger on the pulse, my eyes on the penis, vagina. You do whatever.
And the prairie dogs too.
The prairie dogs are fucking.
Jeez.
What do we say? Prairie doggy style is the name of the podcast.
That's the name of it. Prairie doggy style. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks, because I got to go pack right now.
Scary's on the post Brody vacation week.
I'm sorry. I wish I could take you with me, Brody.
Oh, you could have. Instead of Robin, I give you your plus one.
Actually, I'm just saying that. I'm giving you lip service.
Oh, I'll take what I can get.
I don't want you on my vacation, you cheap bastard.
You're not going to ask my date.
I'm going out with the bougie bastards, the Brooklyn guys.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.